Hello again. I'm Mike Roberts with more Malta Memories for you. The series that is spanning the years 1964 to 1972 over a total of 17 weeks via the news that was made in the main by ordinary events and ordinary people in Malta at the time. Helped, of course, by the popular music and song that fashioned each of those years. This week we begin a brand new year, and that year, 1966. A year that began with the arrival on the island of public relations consultants to discuss a proposed Freeport. A programme of flamenco dances, music and song from Spain's José de la Vega and his group was entertaining full houses at the Manuel Theatre. And passengers were trying to come to terms with the introduction of two automatic ticket tickers on the Sliema to Spinola bus routes. Well, if automation on the buses wasn't that popular, a group called the Trogs were certainly proving popular on the music scene that year with this number one chart hit for them with A Girl Like You. The Trogs and With a Girl Like You. As the new year got underway, Santino Coppola had a good start by collecting his £1,000 cheque, which he'd won as first prize in the Christmas lottery draw. And inspired by two British soldiers who walked the 60 miles around Malta in 24 hours, two Maltese university students, as well as members of the Sliema Scout Group, challenged the record. The Times of Malta culinary expert Anne Carpenter attempted to raise the potato status as the scullery maid of all vegetables by providing recipes for patties, savoury bakes, puffs, croquettes and cream and cheese potatoes. It was reported that the contract held by the motor vessel Imperial Eagle for the Malta Gozo ferry service, on which I travelled a number of times, was about to expire. The reigning Miss Universe arrived in Malta to promote Royal Crown Cola, and bigger and more attractive prizes were called for Malta's annual carnival to stimulate activity. Gerarda's cartoon in the Times of Malta focused on the overcharging of tourists by Malta's taxi owners, calling for compulsory taxi meters. And as football champions Sliema maintained their league lead by beating Floriana 4-2, a popular recording star often described as the little lady with the big voice recorded a beautiful version of a classic love song. Her name, Brenda Lee.
Softly, I will leave you softly. For my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly long before you miss me, long before your arms can make me stay for one more hour, for one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall softly as I leave you there. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall softly as I leave you there, as I leave you there. As I leave you there.
Softly as I leave you, Brenda Lee. The year moved on with much optimism as it was reported that the previous year had seen 50,000 tourists visit Malta, providing an estimated £2.5 million sterling. And in a letter to the press, Albert Storaci of St. Julian's disputed the claim that Valletta represented the oldest city in the Commonwealth outside of Britain, claiming that India's Delhi deserved the status. Charles Camilleri pleaded on behalf of Malta's heritage to save our folk music now. But a more immediate requirement was before the island's House of Representatives in the form of a bill to regulate Malta's right to its offshore resources. 40 young Maltese were recruited by Grand Metropolitan Hotels to train in the hotel industry in the UK, and then returned fully capable for employment in Malta's own hotel industry. Secretarial training, too, was given a new impetus with the introduction of a comprehensive and full-time study course. In preparation for Malta's first general election following independence, locally made steel ballot boxes were being assembled to replace the old wooden variety. And to cope with a growing property boom on the island, a federation of developers and estate agents was formed. It all seemed to be happening in Malta in 1966, as it was in the constantly changing world of popular music too. But Bert Kempfert and his orchestra were consistently recording, as they did that year with this. I can't give you anything but love, Bert Kempfert. As the 1966 general election began to dominate the news and candidate nominations were called for, by only the second day 193 nominations had been received. In other news areas, it was predicted that the 84 yachts currently wintering in Malta at its fledgling marinas would reach 150 in 1967. The Times of Malta announced it would be producing a special number to mark the 400th anniversary of the foundation of Valletta. Elsewhere in the paper, popular columnist and people's lobbyist Roma tackled the problem of exhaust fumes in Malta from diesel vehicles, and a headline optimistically declared that Malta had a good chance of winning its first international football match when the team plays Libya at the Manuel Island ground. In this year's Malta Carnival, the Fantastic Wizards, a colourful 20-strong group of young people, posed on the steps of the Auberge de Castille before joining the Valletta Palace Square for the crowd that was involved in the dancing competition. And as if to bring everyone back to everyday life, Esquire Limited of Old Bakery Street, Valletta, announced its annual sale of men's suits, jackets, trousers, raincoats, shirts and Dax clothing. Can't be sure, though, what the artists featured on these two 1966 recordings were wearing, though. No prizes for identifying them, I'm afraid.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I'll make my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in the book, and I'll pay them all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? To my mind, I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind, 'cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and now baby,
the sun go on shining. as the sea rushed to shore. Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Why do the stars glow above? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when I lost your love. I wake up in the morning and I wonder why everything's the same as it was. I can't understand, no, I can't understand how life goes on the way it does. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye. I wake up in the morning and I wonder why everything's the same as it was. I can't understand, no, I can't understand how life goes on the way it does. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye.
As I said, sadly, no prizes for identifying Donovan and Sunshine Superman, followed by Al Martino and The End of the World. Attendance at the final session of the Festival of Italian Song at Sliema's Alhambra topped 1,800, and the Maltese farmhouse for long and neglected construction was suddenly in great demand for conversion. As Valletta's football team gained its first league points by beating Floriana 2-0, the village of Zeytun saw the official opening of its new children's playing field. Looking back to the start of the year, tourist figures of 5,500 visitors in 2 months were being confirmed, more than doubling the same period in the previous year of 1965. And a little later in the year, it was confirmed that 7,000 tourists in April represented the record so far, for 1 month. And British novelist and Daily Telegraph literary correspondent Nigel Dennis declared at the time, "Maltese bread is the best in the world." Shirley Bassey, too, was a very happy lady, as you'll hear from this song, which she recorded in 1966.
Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along, and if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy. Yeah, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain, and if my song
you crying? Me croon a low down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, the Swanee shore, and Mommy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Let me crawl a low down seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing a Pixie's charm, the Swanee
Shirley Bassey, still a superstar today, with Irving Berlin's Let Me Sing and I'm Happy, which she recorded some 48 years ago. The year continued to progress, and on the first day of polling in Malta's general election, 77,000 people voted during what was described as the most orderly election for many years. At the Manuel Theatre, the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company presented Present Laughter, and the new quay at Marsa, capable of utilising ships with the latest loading and unloading facilities, was still unused. With the general election now over and the voters having re-elected their present government, the passenger ship Achille Lauro, equipped with air conditioning, swimming pools and games rooms for children, called at Malta to pick up more migrants for Australia. And as Anna Gauci of Sleema complained bitterly in a letter to the press that her enjoyment had been ruined by unruly behaviour during a show at her local cinema, Chris Montez could be heard in record shops and over the airwaves singing this.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, and my heart won't try.
La la la.
Chris Montez, The More I See You, concluding our snapshot of Malta during the earlier part of 1966. Next week, we conclude the year with another snapshot, again via the events, the people and the music and song that fashioned the year and provided us with more Malta memories. And here's my usual reminder that if you have any special memories of a similar sort from the years we're covering, 64 to 72, or indeed if the Malta memories I've already covered have meant something special to you, let me know by email, Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at Firenet, Firenet.WS, World Service, WS. Or, if you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Do join me next time, on radio or online. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.